Today is the feast of Saint Stephen, who was one of the first deacons of the Catholic Church. And his life is again great testimony of the charity and love of God, who appeared to us on her Christmas morning, and to whom the nations give honor and glory. If we love God, we must also love our neighbor. None of us can claim that we love God if we don't wish the good things to our neighbor as well, whether our neighbor likes us or whether he does not like us. And the best thing what we can wish to our neighbor is that his soul would be saved. And in this way, the life of Saint Stephen is filled with charity and love. It was after the ascension of our Lord when Saint Stephen was chosen as one of the seven deacons of the church in Jerusalem. And the office of a deacon was to do acts of charity and service to the Holy Catholic Church. And as is common with the deacons, one of the duties of Saint Stephen was also to preach, and how he loved to preach. And his love of preaching springed forth from his great love to his neighbor. He wanted to preach to all the people about Jesus so that their souls might be saved. But just like our Lord, who always wanted nothing but good to his neighbors, but was put to death because of the envy and hatred of evil people, so also Saint Stephen, who wanted nothing but good to his neighbor, he also got into trouble of speaking the words of truth. There were many adversaries who started to oppose Saint Stephen, and they tried to dispute with him about this or that part or paragraph in the Jewish law. But whenever Saint Stephen opened his mouth to answer against or the answer to his adversaries, as it says in the Bible, they were not able to withstand the wisdom and the spirit that spoke. So it wasn't really Saint Stephen who spoke the words of truth to the people, but the Holy Ghost himself used this great preacher to spread the truth among the people, so that their souls might be saved. And it's a good lesson for all of us as well. Sometimes we might be a little timid in openly confessing our Catholic faith in this world, because we are afraid that maybe we don't do exactly the correct thing, or maybe we don't speak the best words possible to convince the other people of the truth. In all those moments, it's good to remember that in baptism, in confirmation, we also have received the Holy Ghost in our soul. And if we would speak with our own authority, or if we would speak our own wisdom, then certainly we would always lose the argument and we would always get into trouble. But God has promised to be with his children all the days of this earth until it comes to an end. So therefore, we should not be afraid of professing our faith, because we have the Holy Ghost to assist. So Saint Stephen, also like Jesus, was challenged and brought before the Sanhedrin, the great Jewish council, and like our Lord, he was charged with blasphemy against God Almighty. His accusers were those Jewish leaders who had a cold heart, who had shut their ears from the truth. And bravely, Saint Stephen opened up his mouth to speak and expose the hypocrisy and cruelty of these Jewish leaders. In fact, he used words which were so strong that nowadays he would be denounced as somebody who spreads hate speech. But nothing could rein him, Saint Stephen, when he was speaking the truth and when he sought the salvation of his neighbor. So the Jewish leaders who had such a cold heart and refused to hear the truth wanted to do away with Saint Stephen, exactly as they had done away with our Lord. So they dragged Saint Stephen outside the gates of Jerusalem and there stoned him to death. But even in his death, Saint Stephen showed such a great love and charity to his neighbor, because he begged our Savior Jesus Christ to have mercy on his enemies and not to count this as a blame against them, so that one day they also might see our Savior in heaven. So, dear faithful, the life of Saint Stephen, of course, gives us great courage to openly always profess our faith, no matter what consequences we might face. But it also teaches us the great charity and love which we should show towards all our erring brothers and sisters who do not yet profess the Catholic faith, and who are not yet members of the mystical body of Christ. As long as there is life here on this earth, so long there is hope. Our Lord was born and he died so that mankind could never lose hope, but would always be ready by our Lord to embrace and proclaim the faith, so that they could show charity here on earth and then enjoy it eternally in heaven. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.